Next on BYUSN, the Kevin Young era has arrived for BYU men's basketball. Why was he clearly the guy? BYU Athletic Director Tom Holmoe joins us in studio to answer that question and map out the hiring process that was so expedited.
What did the Suns head coach and general manager have to say about Kevin Young's hiring? Plus, a Suns beat writer on who Kevin Young is. And the top five reactions on X of the hiring. Y'all are funny.
Indeed. Great post on social media yesterday. Welcome to BYU Sports Nation, presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. It is Wednesday, April 17th. I am Spencer Linton alongside a man who is counting down the minutes to the next big introductory press conference here at BYU, Jerem Jordan.
Excited about it. It's tonight. It's 9 Eastern time on BYU TV and BYU Radio. By invite only. I know some people wanted to go to it. Nope. You got to watch or listen to it. We'll have some fun tonight getting to know Kevin Young. It'll be great.
And we have invited Tom Holmoe, who has so kindly accepted that invitation, to join us today and discuss this wild timeline of events. Tom, great to have you back on the show.
Tom?
Congratulations on locking in your new guy to coach BYU men's basketball.
Thank you. Appreciate it and happy for Cougar Nation.
Yesterday, you crushed it. Like, everyone was excited. That includes in BYU circles and otherwise. Were you surprised at all by how big a deal this was?
I think that Cougar Nation just continues to grow and grow and grow. And so I actually was a little bit surprised. I figured that the response would be positive, and I thought it would be well received, but I just didn't really understand how big it would have grown to in one day.
So we have a lot of questions, obviously, but let's begin with this. When did the legitimate pursuit of Kevin Young begin in this accelerated process?
Well, I was on the road, and you never know when your coach is going to take another job.
You're hanging out with other national champions, with Cooper Reds, right? And the cheerleaders.
I wasn't on the beach. I was at the beach in Daytona Beach, and we had our cheer and Cougarettes on national championship hunt. And I got a call that came up on my phone from the athletic director, Mitch Barnhart, at Kentucky. And so if you ask me when that came, it was about 2 minutes after I hung up the phone that we started that pursuit. Mm. And I'll say that Kevin Young is a coach that we interviewed when we interviewed Coach Pope for the job that he took 4 or 5 years ago. And at that time, Brian had known Kevin a little bit, just very briefly. I didn't know him. But in that interview, Brian and I, after we spoke to him, looked at each other and said, that's a coach that could come down the road. Mm. We felt that Coach Pope was the right guy for the job at that time, but we both said, that's a guy that we're going to be interested down the road. He could be a guy. So as soon as I hung up that phone, Brian and I got on the phone together and said, let's go. It didn't take too long to say. We actually have a succession plan for every one of our sports. You don't really have to use it, hopefully, but you have to know who the coaches are that are going to be the usual suspects. And he was at the top of the list at that time. So that was the point. We put all our efforts from that point forward right then and there, knowing that there would be other plans that would be put into effect if needed.
How much of the conversation with him was convincing him this was a good fit for him versus him being interested in the job?
It's just kind of it all came together. It was really beautiful that we called, and at the time, he's up for jobs in the NBA. And so he was not expecting Coach Pope at BYU to go to another school and this job be open. So, I mean, if you think about the consequences of that call when we called him and said, this is a job that we're interested in you, and we want you to take this job. And then all of a sudden, he has to start to kind of change, do an about face. And that began the conversation that was super, super intense over a very short period of time.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy that is a finalist to potentially take over for the Brooklyn Nets and be an NBA head coach. And he had interviewed several times for a bunch of different NBA jobs. So as you observed him and him, you know, I guess, contemplating that scenario along with BYU, I mean, what were your observations of him as a person and as a man as he kind of naturally would waffle between these two really, really good scenarios?
Well, last time we spoke with him, he was with the 76ers, and he was an assistant coach and had been there for a while. So he knew the game. He knows the game really well. But I was impressed with him then, and then just in the first, every conversation that we had with him, there you became more and more impressed about how he had grown during that period of time. And he didn't have to sell himself to us. It was more conversation and just a discussion about what we were looking for and what he was looking for, the strengths that he had, and would they work and would they be effective going from the professional ranks in the NBA to the college ranks at BYU. And those conversations, each and every one, I could feel that he had improved. I kept seeing the development from a number of years ago till now, but yet the one thing that was the same, it was like this guy that's humble. Mm. And it was so great to have these conversations where we didn't really have to sell anything. It was just about what was real, what he needed for himself and his family, and what we needed for ourselves and our family, and our family's Cougar Nation.
And it was such a, I guess, shock, because here there's a guy that could be a pro head coach, and now he's taking the BYU job. Obviously, the Ryan Smith influence is great. What role did Ryan play in obviously connections, but also obviously the finances of this?
Well, I think it's interesting to note that in our culture through the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, there's like 2 degrees of separation. So interesting that Kevin had some time here in Utah Valley and actually coached at Utah Valley. And he was a lower level coach, but Kevin has a younger brother that worked at Qualtrics, like I'm going to say,
it still does,
12 years ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So Daniel is his name, and Ryan were friends back long time ago, mm-hmm. before Kevin's name's even on the radar. And Danny, being a basketball junkie forever, was able to know. He knew Kevin when he was here. Mm. And they had this relationship that isn't like it is now. But that's how when it started. So that's one of the things that I'm always amazed about in my job is how much support we have around the world in 2 degrees of separation. Where if we need somebody, there's somebody there that has skills I don't have, and they can help me and help BYU in a great way.
Tom, this is big time also because of some of the reported financial numbers. This is unique in that BYU is shelling out a good amount of money to get a great coach. Can you speak to how important that was in this situation and for BYU to be competitive and now the Big 12 to be able to pay a coach like that?
Well, we obviously never talk about terms of a contract, never have, never will. And so I think the important thing for us is we did what we felt we needed to do with Kevin at this particular time, and he needed to do what he needed to do with us, and we came to an agreement. So that's where I'm at, and I like it. It was a good agreement.
BYU Athletic Director Tom Holmoe is with us on BYU Sports Nation. There were so many things that were stunning about this, and admittedly, when I first got wind that you and the admins were in Phoenix and talking with Kevin Young, I thought, wow, shooting for the moon. You know, like I this is just me as like an outside observer thought, well, he's such a high profile guy. How in the world are they going to make this happen? And then you did, and you did it in such a fast manner, Tom. Like, this is not like typical BYU where it takes 2 weeks and it's sometimes hard to go through it. So what was different about this go around, and why were the Board of Trustees and President Reese and the church so willing to work with this in a shortened timeline?
Well, it was really important. And I think if you look past in the past at our HR and hiring practices, there's certainly a process that we go through. And we go through that process each and every time. A lot of people don't really understand that there's exceptions that are made along the line, but maybe not to the degree that of the timeliness in this matter. But it was apparent that things have changed. I think this, the new conference being in the Big 12, we've hired a large number of employees just to be able to support the efforts that are needed to be competitive in the Big 12 through that time. And those are exceptions to the rule. But I think, coming into this right now, they realize like one of the things is you have a team where as soon as the coach leaves, regardless of who the coach is or where he's going or whatever, we have players that now have this new thing called the transfer portal. And our responsibility is to look after our student athletes. And part of it is they have their agency to choose now at any time when they want to go and where they want to go and how long they want to be and where they want to be at it. And so we just had to take that into consideration, is that was not part of the equation 2 years ago. It wasn't in the equation when we hired Coach Pope. It is part of the equation, a very big part of it now. And I think that President Reese and Vice President Voorkink, they understood that. We explained the changes and the transitions and how they would be and the difference kind of before it happened. We have a succession plan, and you have to anticipate that you could lose a coach now at any time. I mean, Coach Kalani, he's had offers to go to other places and turned them down. But during that, we don't come to Sports Nation and go, hey, you might want to talk about this offer that Kalani has.
Do you guys know any available head coaches?
But during that period of time, you have to understand that those things are moving, and we've gone through this before.
Yeah.
We've experienced what those feelings like and the possibilities are. So we had the conversations that were necessary, and they heard us, they listened, which they always do, but we came up with a really good plan that was able to be put into action. So yeah, were there exceptions? Yeah, we're not gonna be able to do this each and every hire.
It is unique in that, you know, football, men's basketball certainly require certain timing, right? And so that urgency was impressive. Did you interview any other candidates, or was Kevin clearly the guy and you interviewed him and you were pleased with that?
Well, Brian Santiago, who is our basketball administrator and my right-hand man for the last 20 years, he has such a super unique role in this, and that he's a basketball junkie. He's still playing basketball in the annex.
Yes, he is.
Every morning. And so he loves the game and knows the game, and he was super, super tight with Coach Pope and super, super tight with Coach Rose and super, super tight with Coach Cleveland. Mm-hmm. So his historical perspective and knowledge of BYU basketball, all the players, he has a great connection with our active players. When we met and interviewed Kevin Young last time, from that time, Brian and Kevin have had conversations, not all the time, but just kind of occasionally, because they're both basketball junkies. So Brian's role in this connection was huge. And so since he's the basketball guy and he has the blue phone connected 24/7, 365 to the head basketball coach, Brian was the one in most of these conversations that went into the details. And Kevin is a coach that the questions that he asked us, he shouldn't have known what questions to ask. That's what was impressive to me. Like, how do you know to ask that question? Mm. And his acumen is sharp for basketball. But then these personal relationships, and Brian has this with all the kids on our team and the recruits. So Brian really played a huge role in the bringing these things from a part to boom, a connection. Mm. And really right now, the work has just begun. There's so much work that has to be done to get our team to where it has to begin. It's about bringing Kevin Young and his family to Provo. That's a huge part of this equation, is that, you know, he made a decision that was important to his family. And that, for us, made all the difference in the world.
Tom Holmoe is on BYU Sports Nation, the athletic director, with us talking Kevin Young. Speaking of the work, I think everybody now is like, okay, we've got the head coach, but now we got to lock in assistant coaches and the roster. So where do we stand in that process, and what can you tell us about the search for assistant coaches?
Well, it's on. We have a couple coaches that are still on right now, and they're working extremely hard. I'm super grateful for them. You know, Coach Pope is in the process of putting together his staff, and as you all know, when someone leaves BYU, the first people they're going to grab are their own coaches that they've had. So we'll see how that goes, but it's up to Coach Young, our new coach, to determine how he's going to put that staff together. He's asked a lot of questions, and we're in the process right now of trying to fulfill those special needs that are a vital part of the success of this team and his future.
What does it look like in terms of maybe the NBA mindset coming into a college and perhaps what he's requested as the head coach now?
Yeah, I think it goes back to the fact that I think that as you watch the NBA, it's a different game. But the NBA generally turns into what happens in college basketball. Like the NBA was shooting threes way before the college basketball. So I think that Kevin will have this perspective of what the NBA does. He knows so much of the ins and outs of that. And he's seen what college basketball has taken from the NBA, especially in his last 11 years. So he'll have a way better feel, and he'll have had his pulse on what he might think works will work in college, which might work only in the pros. So that's a thing that we started talking about. No, I don't think that's going to work. But this, I think, might be something. Mm. And that's, you know, obviously locked up in our minds about what that's how that's going to go. That's proprietary information. But those things, you'll start to see some things, I think, right off the bat where it'll be different.
On or off the court?
Both.
Both. Mm. Okay.
I know it's been all of like 24 hours since this news became official at BYU, but he mentioned that he wanted to get right to work in re-recruiting players back and meeting with players of the team if he could. So how has the team received him and this news?
Well, I was on that call, and it was, well, it's kind of an awkward call because here's your new coach. You have never seen him, shook his hand, but he's your coach. There's not a lot of great conversation that takes place there. It's kind of like, I'm going to listen to what this new coach is going to say. And he's got about 5 minutes to make a strong impression. And I felt he made a strong impression.
Ah, very encouraging. Tom, we appreciate the insight in just what has been, I'm sure, a wild last 96 hours for you. You're on the beach when you get the call that Coach yep. Pope's gone, and it's not even a week later and you have your new head coach.
No better place to be. I mean, the sun relaxed me. It made it a little bit easier to be able to think more clearly.
You going with a, kind of the light blue checkered suit tonight? To me, that's your strongest suit.
I haven't felt that yet. You know, okay. I'm going to have to think about
that's your strongest suit, in my opinion, though.
But yeah. The tie is important to me.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Tom, thanks again, Tom. For the time.
Okay. Check out the press conference tonight with Kevin Young. 9 Eastern time. You can watch it on BYU TV. Listen to it on BYU Radio tonight as we get to know the new head coach.
After the break, let's go ahead and dive into what we're hoping to hear in tonight's news conference with Coach Young and discuss what this means for BYU basketball in the immediate future. This is BYUSN. Kevin Young is the next head coach. He's a phenomenal fit at BYU.
Do not sit down, right corner. The finish, Brevin. There it is! Waterman. Tie game.
The excitement levels, very high right now, and we get it. We are live in Studio B with your day-to-day BYU Sports play-by-play. I'm Spencer Linton alongside Jerem Jordan. It's Kevin Young Day.
Yeah, it is.
As he gets set to be announced as the next BYU men's basketball head coach tonight. You can watch it live on BYU TV and ESPN Plus, 9 Eastern, 7 Mountain. It's time that we discuss what we're hoping to find out in said press conference. So rise and shout. Let's get to what's trending. It's beginning with this, Jerem. And, of course, this is going to involve some reviewing of what in the world just happened yesterday. And it happened live on the show, which was awesome. Just so fun.
We like that.
With the Woj bomb. Yeah, it makes our job very, very entertaining. But, and we addressed some of this with Tom, just how unique this whole thing was in terms of speed and money and timing. And it
quality.
All came together. So and the quality, yes. Yeah. So what was the most surprising element out of all of the surprising elements yesterday from the Kevin Young hire?
It's tied for first between salary and speed. The fact that BYU ponied up what it did. Matt Norlander of CBS Sports saying 7 years, 30 mil. That is 4.285 mil a year. That is over 35 games, let's say, 122K a game. If Kevin Young had taken an NBA job. Let's say he had gotten the Nets job at $5 million a year, probably. No playoffs, 82 games. That's $69K a year. It is more beneficial to coach in college at that number that BYU put out, apparently, than perhaps even the NBA, Doc, because now he's in the fifth, top 5 percentile of coaches in college basketball. He's top 15 in salary. Ryan Smith and BYU paid a pretty penny to get a great guy, and they crushed yesterday. The other thing is the speed I mentioned. It took 16 days to hire Mark Pope. It took 6 to hire Kevin Young. Incredible. The ability to get that kind of guy is amazing. Before each NBA season, they do a survey of the general managers in the NBA, and they ask all these questions. And in October, they asked, who's the best assistant coach in the NBA? Kevin Young tied for second with 10% of the vote.
Wow.
Jordy Fernandez won that. He's the guy that got the Nets job,
yeah,
by the way. It's incredible. There are some reports that Kevin Young even turned down the Nets job.
Yeah.
I'd like to confirm that with Kevin. Like, I don't honestly don't even really care whether he was offered the job or not. The fact that he's been a finalist for that job and in the mix for other jobs is very impressive. The fact that he's in this survey, that stars speak glowingly about him, just impressed by a lot of that. I don't know that I can differentiate between the salary, the speed, the quality of this hire. I don't know that BYU could have done any better, Spencer.
Realistically
Who could have been better than Kevin Young being hired yesterday?
Jeremy, this is the equivalent of the top coordinator in the NFL being lured away from that job to come be the next head football coach at BYU. That's what we're talking about.
At the time when Gary Croton was hired, he was the OC of the Bears. He wasn't considered the best OC in the league, but he was an OC.
This is the highest paid NBA assistant.
Yeah, incredible.
That is now at BYU. So this would be a high-level coordinator in the football world,
yeah,
coming to take over at BYU.
He is like essentially the offensive coordinator of the Suns, by the way.
Yes. This is unbelievable. Tom Homo told us that, like, guys love him, and we're going to talk to Dwayne Rankin later in the show and ask him, like, more about the X's and O's.
Who is
Everybody
he,
keeps
too?
Talking about this, yes, like, well, he knows X's and O's. Like, we're going to find out more about who Kevin Young is on this show and then hear from the man himself, yeah, tonight. But you said 6 days. Yeah, technically speaking. But if we're thinking about it and being honest, like, the news that Mark Pope was going to become the next head basketball coach at Kentucky didn't really start to, like, formalize until Thursday night. So it feels like it was more like five days.
Okay, 5 days, even better.
Just nuts.
Yeah.
So it goes official on Friday, and Tom Homo just told us, like, we have a succession plan in place. We don't expect to have to use it. We certainly weren't expecting to have to use it right now, but here we are.
Yeah.
And they went.
And that's for every sport, by the way.
Yes.
They have it for every sport.
And went immediately to work.
Mm-hmm.
So Pope gone on Friday. Then you have Saturday, and it's a Sunday at BYU. Like, how? Like, they worked through the weekend.
Everybody's working for the weekend.
Well, yeah. Atypical at a place like BYU, though, but yet you work through the weekend.
Yeah.
And they were on a plane at 7:30 in the morning to Phoenix on Monday. So there were considerable conversations over the weekend, and then Tom got on a plane with who else knows, but I know that he was on that plane to Phoenix on Monday, and by the time they were coming back on Monday night, they had their guy, which is just
and
so.
All comes out yesterday.
You think about that:
yeah,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Like, he was basically a done deal on Monday. So 4 days in reality.
And
lock that in.
And it's not as hard for, say, Kevin and Tom and Shane to do that. What's hard is to make sure you've got the approval of the Board of Trustees. There is a general authority conversation that needs to happen at some point. If we had more time with Tom, I would follow up with that. Did that happen already, I assume, like, to be hired? The props to Salt Lake for getting that done.
Yeah.
And BYU, you know, notoriously slow at times with certain hires. With this one, they had to be fast. It's okay to make exceptions, because guess what? BYU would have lost more dudes if they had taken more time. We're seeing guys transfer to other schools right now. BYU has a chance in the next couple of days to lock in current guys, to
yes,
lock in future guys,
yes,
because they have their guy. And how fun is it to see that BYU logo next to Kevin Young? That's the guy. That's our guy. Let's go.
And Tom Homo talked a little bit about this and confirmed that there was a phone call, a Zoom call with Kevin Young and the players.
Yeah.
And Richie Saunders was on that call. Like, I don't know the details about everybody who was on that call, but Richie was very excited, which is a good sign that, hey, he could potentially be coming back.
If BYU can't keep Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders type guys, what are we doing here?
With this hire
I mean,
specifically.
Period. Come on. These are BYU guys.
The fact that he can reference, like, hey, Chris Paul reached out to me and he's wants to meet with you guys and talk to you guys and is happy to work with you guys. Like, that, if you're a BYU basketball player and you're like, I'm sorry, what?
How many other potential hires would offer that kind of opportunity?
Devin Booker and Kevin Durant and Chris Paul are all in the mix here to potentially meet with us and work with us. Like, that is it's quite the draw.
Yes.
So,
and he knows Joel Embiid quite well as well.
The excitement is real. And we understand why, but I think with you, I'm just most surprised at the speed of this. And it required big money as part of the speed.
to without make the big it happen. Money, you ain't getting Kevin Young. Well, and like you had to have that part. You had to have Ryan Smith.
You got to come with that number, and you got to lock it in now because he's interviewing for the Nets head job and the Hornets head job. Like right, it's happening right now. So we got to do it right now. They made exceptions.
It's got to be this amount.
Wow. Yeah. I'm glad they did.
Topic two. What do you want to hear from Kevin Young tonight in his introductory presser?
One, I just want to get a feel of his temperament because I don't know much about him. I have spent a few hours on the internet, like watching different clips of him and watching interviews about him that have subtly featured him. He's just kind of like not super in the public eye right now. And so I'm just excited to get his more about his temperament. And I'm hoping to hear his plan for BYU basketball. I know it's going to be a generalization, but just to get his vision of what BYU basketball could be with him as the head coach. Like what does he see BYU basketball becoming in year two of the Big 12? And will he reference what he's doing to try and keep the core in place? How much light is he going to shed into, okay, I'm on the phone with Dallin Hall and Richie Saunders and Ali Khalifa, and maybe he's trying to flip Colin Chandler back from Kentucky. Why wouldn't you shoot your shot, right? I'm hoping that we get some insight into that, but just his vision overall for BYU.
Multiple sources say he did have a call with the family last night to try and talk to
him. Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't he?
You should.
Yeah. I want to see what he looks like clean shaven, because clearly he's going to be that. He's not going to be able to keep the beard. People, what are you? What are we talking about?
You can give the man over $4 million a year, but not a beard card.
Although his trim beard looked really good. Yeah, what's the style of play? You know, and all of us are going to pay attention to the Suns against the Timberwolves in the playoffs a little more than we would have, by the way. Minimally, he'll be with the Suns through April 28th. That's if they lose the first four and are swept.
By the Timberwolves, yeah.
But the max could be all the way into June if they make the finals. So this could be a process. We'll see how the Suns do in the playoffs, right? Is it bad that I'm rooting for the Timberwolves because I want Kevin Young all in down here? I want Kevin Young and the Suns to succeed, but I also want Kevin Young full on BYU here, right? How quickly will he get a staff together? Robbie McCombs, Vancouver's The Foe, posted yesterday BYU's targeting Stanford assistant Brandon Dunson.
Love that.
Apparently BYU always wants a Stanford guy on the staff. How's the convo going with current players? How many new players will be in the mix? By the way, his bro Justin used to run Rivals and runs Hoop Scene.
He's all in on the
which
recruiting.
Which is about recruiting and event coordination with some of the top high school players in the country.
He's going to be
very connected. Is Isaac Davis still a player that you want? Because when you're the head coach, you say, okay, I know the previous staff signed you, but I have to evaluate you and still see if I want you. I would hope Isaac Davis is still in the mix in Brooks Barr after a mission. We'll see, though. New head coach decides what he wants with everything.
Man, our question of the day, what do you want to hear from Coach Young? You answer that question with the hashtag BYUSN on X, Facebook, and Instagram. Let's head to break because we got stuff to do.
Okay, baseball begins a three-game series with Oklahoma starting tomorrow. You can catch the opening game at 8 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
Up next, what Phoenix Suns head coach Frank Vogel and the Suns general manager James Jones have to say about Kevin Young and what they think about BYU getting this guy. This is BYU Sports Nation.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
Follow BYU Sports Nation on social. We're on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok.
Welcome back to Studio B. I am Spencer Linton. He is Jerem Jordan. Let's roll out your Wednesday headlines.
Say it again. BYU hires Phoenix Suns associate head coach Kevin Young at a reported 7 years for $30 million, according to Matt Norlander of CBS Sports. Tonight, Young will be introduced at an invite-only press conference in the Marriott Center, 9 Eastern, right here on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
Four BYU men's volleyball players given all MPSF honors. Luke Benson named to the first team, Mix Romanus and Capono Brown on the second team. Teon Taylor, an honorable mention. The Cougars play USC in the quarterfinals of the MPSF tournament tonight. Good luck.
Season on the line. BYU baseball defeated Utah Tech at home last night, 8-2, thanks to three RBIs from Easton Jones and two Parker Goff doubles. Utah Tech did produce a top 10 play in that game at SportsCenter. Cougars host Oklahoma tomorrow.
BYU softball opened up a seven-game homestand with a win, beating Idaho State 10-4. Catcher Haley Morrow hit two home runs in the BYU victory. Cougars will host Iowa State in a three-game series beginning tomorrow at Miller Park, 8 Eastern on the Big 12 Now on ESPN+. Those are today's headlines. Now we whip it Cougar Whip Round presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Yesterday, Suns head coach Frank Vogel was asked about Kevin Young's departure. Here's what he said.
He's done a great job, you know, with me. I think the Suns fans have to appreciate his contributions, obviously beyond this year. With their finals run and the teams they've had here the last 4 or 5 years that he's been here, he's had a big factor in this franchise's success. And he was great for me, has been great for me throughout the course of this year. Having relationships with some of the players in house and some of the corporate knowledge of the organization.
Right.
I think all of that stuff is valuable. Whoever you have, who's Miles Simon for me in LA, the one holdover from the previous staff, those guys are invaluable in the transition. KY has become a really close friend. I'm super happy for him. They are beyond lucky to have him at BYU, and he's going to do a great job.
What's your reaction?
Invaluable. Beyond lucky to have him at BYU. Very close friend of mine. Like, these are things that you're hearing from Frank Vogel, who is a respected head coach in the NBA. Like, the compliments aren't just compliments, Jim. They're coming from the highest level sources at the highest level of the game.
Yeah, they're legit. Kevin Young's legit. Let's go.
Wow. Here is general manager of the Phoenix Suns, James Jones.
I'm so excited for him. We're so excited for him. But it's bittersweet. We spent a lot of time together. He's been instrumental in what we've built here in Phoenix. But it's an opportunity for him to show the world how great of a coach he is. And they're extremely fortunate to have him. I know we have been, but it's bittersweet. But we have unfinished business, and we'll close it out the right way and send him home with victories.
How do you assess this from James Jones?
Same thing. Yeah, he's hoping, hey, we can have a long run in the playoffs and send him out. There's differing trains of thought, as we mentioned. We want Kevin Young here getting after BYU, but also hey, have a great run in the playoffs with the Suns.
I'm so excited to watch what he can do with his knowledge, especially on offense, with BYU basketball.
I want to know the staff right now more than I want to know system.
Yeah.
I want to know roster, right? Let's go. Sapa hosts Iowa State tomorrow night, 8 Eastern on Big 12 Now on ESPN+, another Big 12 series.
And as we continue, what do the Phoenix Suns players specifically think about Kevin Young? We'll ask Suns insider Dwayne Rankin what stands out at the top of that list next on BYUSN.
This portion of BYU Sports Nation is presented by Maersk, your e-commerce logistics shipping partner.
Welcome back to BYU Sports Nation live from Studio B. It is Kevin Young Day. The new men's head basketball coach at BYU set to be officially welcomed tonight at the Marriott Center. And before you hear from Coach Young, let's get some insider information from Dwayne Rankin, who's been working for the last 6 seasons as a Phoenix Suns insider for the Arizona Republic. Dwayne, welcome to BYU Sports Nation. How are you today?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're excited.
Great.
Understandably, because of the magnitude of this hire for BYU, getting somebody that is as skilled and capable as Kevin Young. But you've been following him closely and the Suns staff and certainly the roster, as I mentioned, for the last 6 seasons. What are your impressions of Kevin Young, and what is BYU getting in their new head coach?
Well, first, he's young. At 42, you're getting a coach that can relate to players. Two, he ran offense with the Suns. So, if you watch what Phoenix does when it's not just throw the ball to Kevin Durant or Devin Booker or Bradley Beal and go 1-on-1, there's pin downs or screens, there's movement. So I'm curious to see how much more of the offense we'll see from him once he gets to BYU. I'm curious how that looks, because you don't have guys at that level that can do what a Durant or Booker or Beal can do. So I'm curious to see how that played. I think you'll probably see more movement offensively. And he's got some kick to him. If you just go back and YouTube a video when he was in the G League.
Yep.
When he got into it with Eric Mo, he got into it during when Durant and Jokic got into it last year. He jumped in that. He got into it in New Orleans. Zion had the breakaway dunk at the end, and it was a dust up between both sides. So Kevin Young got some kicks to him, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But he's a guy that obviously has coached at a high level, was up for a lot of NBA head coaching jobs. So that just tells you that he was on the trend of becoming an NBA head coach. But when home calls, you listen. And so that's clearly what happened with BYU getting in and looking to bring him on board, and they landed him. So they're getting a guy who can literally walk into any home and say, I was a player development coach for Devin Booker, to start the conversation. That would probably be a good conversation starter to try to recruit a kid.
Who doesn't like a little sriracha, right? Which is fun. I can't wait for the dust up with Bill Self. That'll be great. The irony is that Musselman leaves Arkansas, and then there's this tumble effect, right, that involves Mark Pope and now Kevin Young. You mentioned that Kevin had been interviewing for a bunch of NBA jobs, reportedly a finalist for the Nets job, and so on and so forth.
Right.
Was your sense that he was probably going to take a head coach job at some point somewhere in the next year or two, because it feels like the last year or two he was pretty close?
Oh yeah, he was definitely looking to do that. Like you're not doing interviews for practice. You're doing interviews to try to get a job. So he definitely was looking to do his own thing, and he's, and again, I believe he was trending in that direction. But home can really make you reroute your process. And I think that having the opportunity to be back in a familiar place is something that got him on the path of going there. So if BYU is located in, Colorado or California or something like that, I don't think it's happening. But because it's located where the state he's from, then yeah, it became a place that became a high interest for him. So, but he can also always get back into the league if that's what he chooses to do. But I think he'd be good for college atmosphere. I really do. I talked with someone close to college basketball yesterday, and they were saying that Young and BYU is going to be a great fit for both sides. That he'll connect with the fan base. Obviously, he can coach, so it's a win-win for both ends. And it'll be an opportunity for him to show what he is as a coach. There are probably things that he hasn't been able to do since he was a head coach in the G League, because he's been working for other people. And I think now you'll see him bring all that out, and it's going to be exciting, I think. And of course, the coach also was telling me about the fan base in BYU and how great it is. So there will be a connection there, but then you still got to win. And it's not like BYU hiring you to go 500. They're hiring you because they think you can take them to the next level. So,
Dwayne Rankin is a Phoenix Suns insider for the Arizona Republic. We're discussing the new hire of Kevin Young as the next men's basketball coach at BYU. And Dwayne, you've touched on it lightly with the high-profile guys that Kevin has worked with, who have all been very outspoken about him getting a head coach job and wanting at times for him to be the next head coach of the Phoenix Suns. Specifically, Devin Right. Booker has led that charge. Why is it that they feel so strongly about Kevin Young and his capabilities and are willing to offer those affirmations to him to be a head coach at the NBA level?
If you just focus on Devin Booker specifically, Devin has talked about Kevin knows X's and O's. And that's big for a basketball head. To understand, okay, this is what I'm asking you to do. This is the play that we're running. This is how you execute the play. So that's the first thing that Devin talks about when talking about Kevin Young. Second part is the communication piece. You know, he's able to communicate. And thirdly, you know, being able to do the practice work, being able to stay in the gym. When you're one of the better players in the league, a great player in the league, you want the coach committed to say, okay, look, if I want to come in at 6 a.m. before practice and get some work in, are you coming in? If I want to stay late, are you staying late? That's the kind of coaches that those guys gravitate to, because they're showing an invested interest in your career. And Kevin Young has been about that with Chris Paul. He's about that with Devin Booker. He's working now obviously with Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal as an associate head coach. So the commitment of wanting those guys that who already are great and all-time greats to be better, and him having a say in that, that speaks a lot to what Kevin Young is, and a big reason why he's in the position he's in with the Suns, and then obviously a big reason why, you know, BYU would have an interest in him, because he has obviously shown the ability to work with high-profile type guys, and that, again, that'll resonate with the recruiting, that'll resonate with people wanting to see him coach. But again, all of that is going to sound great, it's going to look great, but you still have to win. And that's the challenge for him, and I think he's someone that's looking forward to it.
Luckily, the Big 12 is like a super easy league to just jump into and win right away. Oh, wait, it'll be a challenge, but it'll be a fun challenge. You've touched on it, but could you go a little deeper on kind of who Kevin Young is professionally and personally?
Well, professionally, you know, he was, like I said, he coached in the G League as a head coach for a number of years. Then he worked in Philadelphia under Brett Brown. And so that's kind of where you get your feet wet. He did some G League work there. And then the opportunity came with Phoenix under Monty Williams in the first year they went to the finals. He was on staff. And so you have that situation where he jumped in and was able to be a contributor in that sense. And then the Suns next year, they won 64 games, set a franchise record. He's an assistant on that staff. So he's worked with guys that obviously has won. He's obviously been part of successful staffs, successful teams. And then you look at, we're talking about the Suns, what, finals, 64-win season, three straight playoffs, now it's four straight playoffs. It's like he coming from a situation where we wasn't part of a winning culture. And Kevin was part of helping the Suns develop that culture. And he's someone that, if you want to look at a professional situation, all you got to do is watch the bench for the Suns when they play. And how many times you'll see Devin or, you know, one of their guys go over and talk specifically to him during a break in the action. You know, that just tells you, okay, well, he has a connection with the guys, and the guys trust what he is saying to them. You're not talking to every assistant like that, and there's no disrespect to the rest of the assistants on any NBA staff, but you can tell when guys are having that communication with certain guys, and Kevin is one of those guys. As far as his personal, obviously, he's a family man. That's something that goes over, obviously, well on the college level when you walk in and you take the family picture right before, you know, they announce you, and he talks about them. So you obviously will hear more about that once he gets there for his press conference. But, you know, he has a little facial hair, a little beard. I don't know how much that's going to go over. Y'all going to make him shave that, you know? Y'all going to make him shave the beard? I'm curious to see how that plays. But you know, he's someone that, again, mild-mannered when you speak to him. And that's what's interesting about him as a coach. Off the court, when you're just talking, he's like, hey, how you doing? You know, everything good with you, blah, 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 blah. On it, he gets after it. So I'm curious to see how that works, not only for the fan base and for the, you know, administration and things like that, but for him. Like, you can be a certain way in the league. You know, is that going to something he's going to continue to do in college? I want to see how all of that plays. And one of the things that gets kind of hidden under the radar, Monty Williams missed, I think, four games in 64-win season. I believe he had COVID. And they went 2-2 with Young as the head coach. And I thought that was at least a situation where he got into the fire of being an NBA head coach. And it's a small sample size, but you saw how he organized things, how he got the team together, what kind of things they ran. So that, to me, not the biggest part of him as a head coach, but it's part of him that he was able to, the team didn't just fall off by the wayside in those four games. You know, they were competitive, and I like that part for him, that's a reference point for him now, that he can be like, okay, you know what, I did do that in those four games, and he was someone that was up for a lot of NBA head coaching jobs. The league is, that tells you that the league is saying, you're an NBA head coach. But obviously BYU, the location, and they appealed to him and convinced him that if he wanted to continue his coaching career, he could continue it at BYU. Plus, contract helps, right? You know, he,
yes, it
ain't like they paying him pennies. So he's getting a bag to coach at BYU. So that helps as well. But it's a great opportunity for him, and may lead to someday him being back in the NBA as a head coach. But right now the opportunity is with BYU, and he's taking it.
Dwayne, great insight from you. We appreciate the time at a busy time as you prepare to cover the Suns in the playoffs. And Kevin Young will be along for that ride as well. We'll be on Beard Watch tonight. Word has it he's already shaved it. But we will know tonight when he addresses everyone.
I'm making that man shave. That's terrible. It's all good.
Dwayne, thanks for the time, man.
All right, guys. Y'all be easy.
Dwayne Rankin, Phoenix Suns insider for the Arizona Republic.
Join us at the Fan Fest in Dallas, April 27th, for a one-hour special live from Dallas. It's going to be awesome, live on BYU TV and BYU Radio.
Up next, the top five responses and posts on X yesterday in response to BYU's hiring of Kevin Young. Great stuff. You do not want to miss it. This is BYUSN.
BYU Sports Nation is presented by the BYU Store. Official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere.
It's time for Top 5 Wednesday this week, presented by eAssist Dental Health Foundation, reminding you dental cleanings are essential for your health. Learn more at visityourdentist.org. And our top five today, the best social media reactions on X about the hire of new BYU men's basketball head coach Kevin Young. These are fantastic.
Number 5, 801 Bracketology illustrates the cycle of how BYU closed it. SMU fired Rob Lanier. SMU hires Andy Enfield from USC. USC hires Eric Musselman, who, as mentioned, gotten a dust-up with Kevin Young in the G League. Love that. Arkansas gets John Calipari. Mark Pope goes to Kentucky. BYU hires Kevin Young from the Suns. BYU closes the carousel.
You're welcome, basketball world. At number 4 comes from Average Homeboy Big 12.
Your burner account.
Who takes a shot at the team up north. He says, the U has Dodge Trucks. The Y has Ryan Smith.
Number 3. Chappie weighs in at number 3. Nothing more Utah than a guy named Smith helping out a guy named Young.
I love it.
Okay,
then. Let's take it one step further because it sets up this reply at number 2 from Joe Cooprider, who takes it, again, the Smith-Young connection to the next step. He says a guy named Smith helped a guy named Young replace a Pope.
Well done. And at number 1, a guy named Smith, Ryan Smith, joins in with a congratulatory post. Congrats, KY, those who know. Big get for BYU. This is a real dude for a special place. Mm-hmm. We learned that, of course, Ryan, as the governor of the Utah Jazz, familiar with a lot of people in the NBA over the last couple of years. But you really know also who's a fellow member of the church. And Ryan knew Kevin, and this connection certainly has been an awesome deal for BYU.
I just can't believe how fast it happened.
Incredible. I mean,
like, we documented it earlier. It's basically 4 days.
Literally 2 days ago, we're like, dude, pipe dream, right? To get Kevin Young, like, he's too big? Like, not if you got the dough.
He's the dude.
Not if you got the opportunity and the situation, and that's what BYU has provided here. And for whatever reason, it is a great fit. And I'm excited to get to know Kevin Young a little bit later tonight at the press conference, 9 Eastern, right here on BYU TV.
Our question of the day is this. What do you want to hear from Kevin Young tonight in that introductory press conference? At Lemon Nation posting that they're letting him keep the beard. It's become a thing.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Our elite response of the day, presented by PAX Healthcare Elevated, comes in from at CD Shaw 99. Who says simply, tournament victories are going to be a thing of the present.
We certainly hope so. Going to the tourney is the standard. Got to get to the tourney 3 out of every 5 years, I would say. And then let's start to win in there. At least a game. Come on. It'd be nice to win 2 games.
You told me during the break, there's someone out there ranking the Big 12 head coaches right now.
Yeah, called Basketball Report on Twitter.
And Kevin Young hasn't coached a college game yet.
He's number 10.
He's already at number 10.
He's number 10.
So better than 11 through 16.
Yeah.
There's real respect there for sure. Exactly. Today's Rise and Shout Out presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics.
100 days until the Paris Summer Olympics. Congratulations to those who have already qualified from BYU. Jimmer in 3x3 basketball, of course. Clayton Young, Connor Mance, USA Marathon. Rory Linklater in a great position from Canada. And then Orton, Wayman, Rooks, McWhorter, Shirts, and others have legit shots in track and field at qualifying.
Jimmer and his 3x3 team were on the Today Show nationally.
Yeah, they're in New York City today.
It's so fun.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Great stuff. Sure. Our thanks to today's guest, BYU Athletic Director Tom Homo, and Suns reporter Dwayne Rankin.
Sorry to Dennis, we ran out of time, bro.
For Jerem, I'm Spencer. Shout out to former Phoenix Sun elder Devin Durant. We'll see you tonight for BYU Sports Nation featuring the introductory press conference of Kevin Young. Go Cougs!